The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What's stopping you from making your best life happen? Is it fear, lack of money, tools, or an unbalanced life? We can help. Welcome to the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show with host Darby Mack. There may only be one thing stopping you from living the dream, but even if it's a few things, we're here to clear that roadblock and put you on the right path. Now, here is your host, Darby Mack.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. This is Darby Mack with the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show. And I'm so excited this morning to be alive and to be here with you today. We've been talking about purpose. Live in purpose. And last week we covered that there is purpose all around you. I know that you know, if you've listened to the show, then you really get that there's purpose all around you and in you. We talked about the most common definition for purpose as being the reason for which something exists and for which inaction has been done or made. And we talked about having goals and an intended outcome when we think about purpose. And I asked you last week to think about what was ever in front of you, whatever that was that you were looking at in front of you. I asked you to take a look at that, because whatever that is, or whomever that is, it has, or that person has purpose, including yourself. So we also talked about, we didn't just evolve without purpose or direction on the planet, but that we were created by God, the infinite, the almighty, the creator of the universe and everything in it and all around it. That this great God created you and I in the image of God and in God's likeness with a very specific purpose. We talked about the purpose of humanity in general, and then we began to talk about your unique purpose, that each of us have a unique purpose. We talked about a little bit around life purpose when it comes to your purpose as an individual. And then we found that purpose was clearly defined in the Hebrews book of the Bible, Genesis. And I shared with you that description said that we were God, that God said, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image and in our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beast, and over all of the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. We found that in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, the 28th verse. And I asked you if you ever had a time where you began to question your identity. And we talked about a little bit about me and how my race was considered worthless and my skin color deemed worse or on the color scheme, and my hair bad and my birth status illegitimate, my family economic status poor, and my natural talents considered a problem that should be fixed. And that all of that really made for me to become a seeker of who I am and what is my purpose. And I talked about how that Genesis 1:28 really began to make that shift for me, that that was the beginning of the change for me, because I realized if there is this God and I'm created in this image, then all of the things that are being said to me, the way that I'm being treated, that's not the truth. That has to be a lie, because this infinite being that is greater than myself and created everything is not the things that people were saying and doing to me. I asked you all last week to take a look in the mirror and to recognize who you were in the mirror. I talked to you about you were a spirit, that you had a soul and you lived in a body. I shared with you that I used as an example that the body was like a space suit, that in order for the astronauts to move around in space, they needed to be in this suit. But the suit is not the astronaut. And I liken that to us, that we are a spirit. We live in a body. We have a soul. That this body, this container, this vessel that contains us, that which is created in the image of God, is not who we are. The body does not define us. Our spirit defines us. And so we were created in that image of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I talked about the energy of the female energy, the male energy that is contained in us. And I talked about Jesus Christ as being a perfect example of us, of the Spirit of God walking the earth in a human container, if you will, walking the earth in this body, but manifesting the full power of the Spirit of God that is on the inside of us. So we ended last week. We talked about being created in the image of God. We talked about that we didn't evolve without purpose or direction. We talked about the fact that Jesus was one who had a purpose and had a twofold purpose, and that Jesus chose to fulfill his purpose, just like you and I get to choose to discover and fulfill our purpose. In other words, we could go through life and never figure out what our purpose is. It's our choice whether or not we want to discover that purpose. We recognize that through Genesis, that we were created in this image of God and that we had a purpose. And we talked about that purpose, one of them being that God blessed them, meaning Adam and Eve, and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, using all of its vast resources in the service of God and man, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. Genesis 1:28 again, expressing our purpose as humanity, to serve God and to serve people, right? So we're clear, we have purpose. We talked about that last week. I went into a lot of depth and detail around that. And I promised you that this week we were going to move more forward in talking about that. Who am I and why am I here? And we wanted to focus more around life purpose. Not just, you know, I have a purpose. My purpose of being on a radio show is to guide, inspire, and equip you for success in life and business. But we're talking beyond that. We're talking about your life purpose. So today, we want to cover that life purpose because I want you to understand that Jesus Christ had a purpose and fulfilled that purpose. And I want you to know that it wasn't always easy. And because it wasn't easy for him, it's not necessarily easy for us. But it doesn't mean we don't have a purpose. One of the other things, a key point that we talked about last week, I gave you a quote from Miles Monroe that said that if you don't know the purpose of a thing, you will abuse it, right? So that if someone didn't understand, and today is September the 11th, I'm thinking if you didn't understand that this country was created, whether or not we did everything right all the time or not, but the intention around it was freedom. And if you don't understand that, and if you don't get freedom, then you would abuse it. And so I look at those attacks on us as an abuse towards us. Well, when you don't have purpose, you're not clear about your purpose, if people don't understand your purpose, then they will abuse you. We have all kinds of history that shares that with us. So that's one of the points from last week. I also want to just remind you about, because as you are now stepping into purpose, you may be very clear what your purpose is. When we talk about life purpose, you might know what that is for you already. And then again, you may not. But you get to choose whether or not you're going to step into that purpose. You get to choose whether or not you're going to discover the purpose. It's your choice. God has already put the purpose in you. Everything you need to fulfill that purpose is already on the inside of you. Everything you need is already on the inside of you to fulfill that purpose. So today, let's talk about life purpose. We all have life purpose, which I believe is why we continue to ask the question. Scientists are asking it. Religions are asking it. Philosophers are asking it. We continue to ask that question. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? And we ask it in a myriad of ways. But at the end of the day, that's what we're saying. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? I believe that innately we all know we were created for purpose. Knowing your life purpose satisfies a deep need that is in each of us. The need for meaning, the need to have a positive impact, the need to have your presence and life felt by others to make a positive difference in the world. We all have that innate desire inside of us. We already know that we're here for a purpose, but a lot of times we forget or we are talked out of it. But I'm here today and I'm here in the show to help you to get to that place, to activate that purpose on the inside of you, to remember it. If you're in it, to be in it, to win it. And if you don't know what it is, to find out what it is, to get excited about discovering your purpose. If you are a believer in Christ, then I want you to know that discovering your purpose is also allowing the Spirit of God to manifest through you as you go about doing good, like Jesus Christ demonstrated for us. That he didn't fall in the status quo, the legalistic form, or hypocritical religious and political systems. No, he didn't do that. He didn't shrink back in fear from them or from people, but he stepped into his purpose. He simply moved in purpose in the earth. Now, we're going to go to a break, and when I get back, I'm going to talk more about that. So take a sip of water, grab a little coffee, and I'll see you in just a moment.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Question: what's working and what's not working in your life? Though we resolve each year to do things differently, and we want what's great for our businesses, our relationships, our health, and more, we don't always know where to turn when life gets tough. That's where Leading Life Large with host Rob Braun comes in. Our show challenges you to reevaluate where you are and keep pushing your way to the success you desire. If you want it bad enough, we can help you turn your life around. Leading Life Large airs Mondays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
There are 13 unbreakable habits of truly enlightened people. These life-changing habits are discussed on Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. We'll offer an excursion in self-discovery, along with wisdom that will allow you to stay on the correct path toward your destiny. You can find excellence in your life. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time, that's 10 a.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for this exciting transformational journey.
think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN. This is the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show with Darvey Mack. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to info@darveymack.com. Now, let's get back to the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show.
Welcome back. Before we went to the break, we were just talking about knowing your life purpose. Knowing your life purpose, because it satisfies that deep need that is in each of us, that need for meaning, that need to have a positive impact, to have your presence and your life felt by others, and to make a positive difference in the world. Whether we realize it or not, we all have that deep need innately. Why? Because we were created in the image of God, the infinite, the almighty. And that spirit in us, right, has set us up for a life purpose. I talked about Jesus and how he went about doing good, demonstrating to us his life purpose. And I want to spend a little time on that. I talked about how he didn't fall into the status quo, nor did he become legalistic or hypocritical. Neither did he allow the religious community or the political systems of the day to stop him or cause him to shrink back in fear from them or the fear of what man would say about his purpose. He simply moved in his purpose. So what was his purpose? And first of all, let me just say, why am I choosing Jesus Christ as the example to talk about purpose? The reason is that I believe that Jesus had one of the most difficult and challenging purposes. And so as I think about our purpose, as you are thinking about your purpose, and many of you already on the inside, you have that inkling of what that purpose is, but it may frighten you. And so I'm going to use Jesus Christ as an example, because none of us have had quite this type of purpose, at least not to my awareness. What was his purpose? Jesus Christ had a twofold purpose from what I understand in my study of him. And the first one was of atonement. Atonement meaning to restore humankind back to our right relationship with our Creator. That we got into a place through Adam and Eve where we got disconnected, if you will. You see, when it said that you would surely die in the book of Genesis, it meant your spirit would die. It meant that that connection that they had with the Father, where they walked with him and talked with him and moved and breathed and had their being in the living God, that was what was going to die. Not necessarily the physical. And I also believe, though, that the physical was going to stay as well, but there was a death. It just wasn't an immediate physical death. So one of Jesus's purpose was to restore us back to our right relationship with our Creator, our Heavenly Father, our source, our supply, our substance. Remember, in the garden, they lacked for nothing. They had everything in the garden. Everything they needed existed there. And they had relationship with the Almighty God. That just is so exciting. And I'm for one, really grateful to have that relationship with my Heavenly Father today. So now the second part of that is that we need to remember the one whose image and likeness that we were created in. And his second part of his purpose was to teach us and to show us that we could live abundant lives in this human container and be in right relationship with God. Be in that right relationship and live abundant life. Live abundantly, like in the beginning, before it all started to fall apart. Remember, we live in this human container, our body, as a reflection of divine spirit, so that we could fulfill our human life purpose. That's what Jesus came to teach us, that we could live in this body with the divine spirit and fulfill our purpose and live abundant lives. You see, the word of God says we are to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it using all of its vast resources in the service of God. And I talked last week about women, and that for so long, religious teachings, various cultures were saying to us that we were not good enough if we didn't bear children, that we weren't fulfilling our purpose. But I explained to us that we had so much more in addition to childbearing, so that if in fact I was not able to bear children or chose not to, that did not remove the truth that I have a purpose in the earth. So let's take a look at part one of Jesus's purpose, the atonement portion of his purpose. The prophet Isaiah foretold of the purpose of the Son of God. Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would grow up as a human with no special treatment. Instead, he would be despised, experience the same hardships, abuses, injustices, disappointments, pains, sorrows, rejections, cruelties, and worse for our restoration to the Father. That was his purpose. That's what the atonement was about. He came to earth born from the womb of a woman and was subjected to the same spiritual and natural oppositions that we face today in the human experience. You see, the prophet spoke it, and you can read it in the full account in the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verses 3 through 5. Let me read it for you. He said, "He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he was borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." I'm going to break right now. We're going to come back and dig into that a little bit, because Jesus fulfilled that prophecy. So stay with me, and I'll be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
When you make decisions, do you ever find yourself in doubt? Are you trying to figure out what's right with you? Are you ready to truly change your life? Listen for the Access Consciousness Radio Show with the founders of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer. Consciousness is all about including everything and judging nothing. Our program will help you break free from your personal limitations and enhance positive change in all areas of your life. Tune in to Access Consciousness Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Are decisions at the leadership level determined by influences of external factors? Discover by tuning in to From the boardroom to the bedroom, the Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. Science reveals that decisions are made subconsciously based on emotions and learning, which occurs before one is aware. So take a chance. Open the door. Reframe your critical decisions with proven successful strategies. The boardroom to the bedroom. Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Get ready to experience a more fulfilling lifestyle. Tune in to Direct Connect Empowerment with host Fee Mazanke. The show will feature guests who have changed their lives by using the Direct Connect coaching program or have worked with the same concepts that this program offers. By hearing how others have been transformed, you will be inspired to move forward. Direct Connect Empowerment with Fee Mazanke can be heard live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
This is the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show with Darby Mack. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to info@darbymack.com. Now, let's get back to the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show.
Welcome back. And before the break, we were talking about Jesus Christ and his purpose, and that he had a twofold purpose. And we were focusing on purpose number one, and that was the atonement. I talked about how the atonement was about restoring humankind back to our right relationship with our Creator, our Heavenly Father, our source, our substance. And then two was to teach and show us that we could live abundant lives in this human container, our body, as a reflection of divine spirit, so that we could fulfill our human life purpose. And we've talked about the purpose of humanity in general, and that you have a unique purpose, a unique individual purpose. Focusing in now on the atonement, that portion of the purpose of Jesus Christ, using Christ as our example of having purpose. I chose Christ because his purpose, this purpose of atonement, was not an easy purpose. It was not easy. And I talked about how, even though this was a difficult purpose, that he did not give in to the status quo. He did not give in to the religious and political systems of his day. And that he did not shrink back in fear of man, because he was very clear what his purpose was. I talked about how Isaiah prophesied, foretold of Jesus's coming and what his purpose was. And that was in Isaiah 53, 3 through 5. Read it when you have some time. And then I want to talk about how he fulfilled that purpose. Because in Isaiah, I went over with you earlier how Jesus was despised, how he experienced all kinds of hardships and abuses and injustices, how he experienced disappointment and pain and sorrow and rejection and cruelty. All of that for the purpose of restoring us into that right relationship with the divine. How he was born just like us in his mother's womb, and how she had to go through that pain of bearing birth for him. And so as we think about Jesus Christ, who had this very challenging purpose, I want you to understand that he fulfilled that purpose, even though it was immensely challenging. Matthew talks about that in the book of Matthew. And in Matthew it said, and when they had crucified him, they divided and distributed his garments among them, and by casting lots, so that the prophet's saying was fulfilled. What prophet? The prophet Isaiah. And the robbers who were crucified with him. Now let's back up. Understand something. When Jesus was crucified, he hadn't done anything wrong. He was falsely accused, because they said he was the Son of God. Well, he was the Son of God, and he was crucified for it. So here he is being crucified alongside some criminals. So he was crucified with these criminals. And the robbers who were crucified with him, they also abused him and reproached him and made sport of him in the same way as they did when they were casting lots on his garments and just really picking at him and just doing all kinds of cruel things that I would not describe on this radio show. Read the account, though, in the book of Matthew 27th chapter and the 35th verse. Now, in addition to that, Peter shares the fulfillment of the prophecy as well. And after Christ died and was resurrected. So now here we have Jesus Christ fulfilling this part of his purpose of atonement. He's been crucified. He's been cruelly mistreated. And he's died and he's been resurrected. And so when we get to Peter, and this has already occurred, Peter then says that Jesus personally bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Die to sin. What does that mean? Die to missing the mark of living in the glory of God. Dying to the sin. That's missing a mark. When we're not living in the presence, the goodness, and the power of God, and that's not flowing through us and moving through us, and we've not received the Christ into our heart, that's sin. That's missing the mark. So that we could live in righteousness, that right relationship with our Creator, be restored to that relationship and that fellowship with God Almighty. It says, by his wounds, you have been healed. The problem is, we don't know it. We don't recognize how Jesus has fulfilled that portion of his purpose. And that we are no longer bound by sin. But the bottom line is, it is our choice. So when we focus around purpose, Jesus Christ fulfilled this very difficult and painful portion of his purpose. And I was reminded that during that time, Jesus possessed the same power you and I have available to us. And that power was the same power of the Holy Spirit of God. When we get back from the break, I'm going to dig into this even further. So grab some water because it's good to drink, yes? And I was just talking about Christ fulfilling that very difficult and painful portion of his purpose. And I was reminded that during the time that Jesus possessed the same power you and I have available to us today, that same power exists today for us. The power that resurrected Jesus Christ. I talked about how in 1 Peter 2:24, that he said that Jesus personally bore our sins in his body on the tree, talking about the cross where he was crucified, that we might die to sin and live in righteousness. I talked about being in that right relationship with God, that this was the atonement. This was the restoration. And it said that by his wounds, we have been healed. Healed of what? The initial healing is that we are healed from being separated from God. But it's our choice. We get to choose. So Christ fulfilled that purpose. And I'm saying that we have the same power available to us that raised Jesus Christ from the grave. The power was the same power of the Holy Spirit of God that is within us and all around us. You see, Jesus was not given anything special to fulfill his purpose. He had the same resources available to him then that we have today. That atonement, what he did, made that power available to us. But we choose whether or not we want to avail ourselves to those resources, both spiritual and natural. Possessing the power to choose does make a difference. We have the power to choose. We were given free will. The power of God, the presence of God, the Spirit of God, not going to come and force you to be in right relationship. Jesus Christ fulfilled his purpose. He's done everything that he's going to do in order for you to be in right relationship with the divine, the almighty, the creator of the universe and you and I and everything in it. We, though, get to choose. We have free will. So possessing the power to choose, having choice is a powerful thing. That's what makes us powerful, that we get to choose. And choosing to receive the Christ into our hearts, our mind, our spirit, makes a difference in our lives. It puts us in that divine connection again and enables us to endure hardship whenever we're faced with hardship. Jesus Christ was the perfect example of that in fulfilling that part of his purpose. So it doesn't necessarily make the fulfillment of our purpose and our vision or goals any easier, and it doesn't take away the emotional impact of challenges, even when we know what we need to do will serve God and humanity. Even when we know that that purpose that we feel on the inside of us is going to serve God and humanity, it doesn't make it any easier for us necessarily to pursue it. In other words, we are a spirit in this human container. But when we connect with the divine, when we choose to make that divine connection, remember that Jesus also came, the Christ came to show us how to be the human containment of the Spirit of God in us in the earth. And what that means is that same power that resurrected the Christ and he took authority over darkness and manifest it as light, we too can have that light in us and move through the darkness that we experience in the earth. So since Jesus Christ was our demonstration of the manifestation of God in the earth in human form, now endowed with the same spirit that we possess, he found himself experiencing the same human emotions that we face. That's why I like to use Jesus as an example, because his purpose was super challenging. He found himself experiencing the same human emotions that we face. And so often people want to project that, you know, Jesus was God and he was, because he was God, you know, he could go through that, he could do that. But I want to demonstrate to you, I want to show you that it wasn't easy for him. He was just like us. And the difference is that he had the Spirit of God in him. Well, there is no difference, because all we do is receive the Christ. When we receive the Christ, we have the Spirit, that same Spirit that rose Christ from the grave, that same Spirit that is in him can be in us. So that same Spirit that we possess, and even with that spirit, he found himself experiencing the same human emotions that we face. You know, scripture tells us he was struggling. He was struggling. He wanted out of this mission. And I know a lot of people be like, oh my gosh, that's blasphemy. But people, I want you to really, really, when you read scripture, dig into it. Put yourself in his place. Listen to the words. Let the Holy Spirit reveal truth to you. So let's take a peek into the scene here. When I said he was struggling, he wanted out of the mission. Let's take a peek into the scene. Just before they came to get him so that they could crucify him. Here's what the scripture says in Matthew 26. It says, then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he told his disciples, "Sit down here while I go over yonder and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to show grief and distress of mind. Let me repeat that. He began to show grief and distress of mind and was deeply depressed. Not he was depressed. He was deeply depressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sad and deeply grieved, so that I am almost dying of sorrow. Stay here and keep awake and keep watch with me." And going a little farther, he threw himself down upon the ground on his face and praying, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me." You going, what cup? The crucifixion that's on the way. "Nevertheless, not what I will, but as you will and desire." So when I say he was struggling, I didn't make that up. He was struggling. The scripture says he was deeply depressed. The scripture says he was grieved. The scripture said his soul was sad. The scripture says that he said, "Father, is it possible to let this cup pass away from me?" And at the same time, when I talk about human emotions, that's what I'm talking about. He was in that place. I don't want to do this. But you know what, Father? Your will be done. Your will, your desire. So does your purpose scare you? I know mine does. And I'm going to leave you with that thought as we go to break. Does your purpose scare you? I know my mind causes me to tremble. We'll be right back after this break.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Are you ready to move to your next level? Listen for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with host Rebecca Hall-Greider. Each show will focus on a central topic with discussion, guests, and your questions being featured. Our show is perfect for women who feel a call in their heart to step out in a bigger, more powerful way in their life and just need some encouragement, inspiration, and practical steps to support them on their journey. Empowering Women, Transforming Lives can be heard live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Empowerment.
Every one of us confronts challenges that rock our world to the core, making us confused and disoriented, not knowing which way is up. On The Mother Rising, host Margaret Jacobson will nourish that spark that enlivens. You will be both empowered and inspired to create the changes leading you on your path to your own true freedom. Discover your worth and what you are capable of. Tune into The Mother Rising every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes life just feels easier? Especially when judgment of you or anyone else ceases to exist? What if you could function from that space all the time? What if gratitude is the key? Every time you are grateful for someone or something, a new universe opens up. What difference can you create in your life and the world from the energy, space, and consciousness of gratitude? Join us on Access Consciousness Presents Beyond Saying Thank You every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This is the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show with Darby Mack. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to info@darbymack.com. Now, let's get back to the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show.
Welcome back. And right before the break, we were talking about Jesus Christ as our example of someone who has fulfilled their purpose. And we were using Jesus as an example because he had a very challenging, a very difficult purpose. I know, I don't think that I could fulfill the purpose that Jesus had to fulfill. And I was sharing with you that many times people think because Jesus Christ is the Son of God that it was somehow easy for him, that God did some special things for him. But before we went to break, I really showed us how it was not any special treatment, and that how he was treated so cruelly. He was the Son of God, and he was crucified because of that truth. I shared with you that the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the grave, is the same Spirit that we all have available to us today. I talked about possessing the power to choose does make a difference. It makes a difference in how we handle hardships or difficulties. It enables us, it empowers us to move forward in our purpose, as we saw Jesus move forward in his purpose. I also talked about how Jesus was in this human body, just like we are. He was fully God and fully human, just like you and I. I say I because I've received the Christ in me. I have the Holy Spirit in me. I have the power of God in me. And so I am fully infused with the Spirit of God in me, and I am fully human. And because of it, he had those same experiences and difficulties and challenges that we had. Those didn't disappear because he was the Son of God. He still had to experience that. I took you over to Matthew, the 26th chapter, and talked about how Jesus himself was saying he was in grief. He was distressed of mind. He was deeply depressed. He was very sad, and he was in sorrow. And the scripture talks about, he said to the Father, right, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. What cup? This crucifixion that's getting ready to come. Nevertheless, not what I will, but as you will and desire. And so he was having that challenging, difficult time. And so when we went to break, I asked you a question. I said, does your purpose scare you? Does your purpose scare you? Those of you, there are those out there listening, you know what your purpose is. You haven't moved into it because it scares you. It scares you. Some of you, it paralyzes you. Others of you, you haven't figured it out yet. You don't quite know what your purpose is. And some of you are scared to step into even the discovery of it. Others of you are just like waiting. You know I got a purpose. I want to find it. All three of you, I want you to hang in there with me over these next weeks, because we're going to get to this place where you're going to actually have that purpose and know what it is. Does your purpose scare you? I asked. Listen, I asked the question because I know my purpose scares me. It causes me to tremble with fear at times. And I've had this very same emotions that Jesus experienced. The same emotions, like, really? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Because it scares me. And I have to honestly say, there have been times that I've been stuck and stopped along the way. But because I have been stuck and stopped, I can help you be unstuck and unstopped. See, using Christ as my model, I go to pray to gain renewed strength. That's what he did in the Garden of Gethsemane. He went to God. He told God the truth, right? Basically, I don't really want to do this. Do I have to do this? Can you move this? Can you take this away? Now, a lot of times when we're doing that, we don't really want to be free of it. We really want to go through it. We just don't want to experience the pain that we may have to go through to do it. I know with my purpose, every time I step into another level of it, there's some challenges that come my way and that I'm not feeling like I want to go through. And just like Jesus did, I go to the Father in that place of humility and say, you know what, I don't really want to do this, but I really need your help, you know, and I'll go through it as long as I know you got my back. So I've done that. I've experienced that. Using Christ as my motto, I go pray to gain renewed strength and insight as to what I need to do to make the change that I need to make. Because, see, when you live in purpose, when you step into your life purpose, your divine purpose, there are changes that are going to have to take place in your life in order for you to fulfill your purpose. So through studying the scriptures, I realized even Jesus was having this human experience, and he was just like me and you. And you see, when we begin to realize that, it gives you confidence and faith that you can step in and fulfill your purpose. He shows us that while we don't deny our emotions, we can deal with them because we can gather strength from God and keep on the path. You know, I'm so grateful that the Christ chose to fulfill his purpose. Aren't you? I'm so grateful he chose to fulfill his purpose day in and day out. You know what? Jesus didn't get to hang out and pray all day and be in this blissful, holy place. If that's the image of Christ that you have, I invite you to go back and really, really, really study your Bible. Jesus did not. He was not praying all day long in this blissful place, in this certain position, reaching this ultimate place of blissfulness, this holy place of blissfulness. No, he was moving in purpose. His purpose involved him getting out there among the people, finding team members. That's what the recruitment was. He had to go and recruit the disciples. He went and recruited them. He had to get out there and be among the people. He had to recruit those team members. He had to travel. He was speaking and preaching and teaching and healing and delivering people while sharing with them the good news and how to live abundant lives. So, do I have anything about the person who their purpose is called to be in that blissful place? Where they sit and they meditate? No, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that his purpose was very active and he had to be actively involved and engaged in it. And that many of our purposes is the same way, that we have to be actively involved in that purpose. In his day, he delivered a dangerous and radical message. I want you to think about this now. He's coming and saying, I'm the Son of God. I'm here to redeem you. I'm here to save you. He's talking to a community, a religious community that already think they got it, right? That's a radical message. I came to set you free. I came to say that you don't have to be sick. I came to say you don't have to be poor. I came to say that you can be free. I came to say that you can be in a relationship with the infinite, the Almighty God, the Creator. That was a radical message then, and it's a radical message today. He shared that God didn't send him into the world to condemn it, but to save it. So how contrary is that to a legalistic system? How contrary to that is that when Caesar is the God of the people? Furthermore, he taught that whoever believes in him should not perish, but will have everlasting life. He said that God loves the world and gave his son for us, all of us. It's simple. Love God, love yourself so you can love other people and live and choose abundant life. He said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm going to stop right there and ask you this question. Do you have abundant life? Are you living the abundant life that Jesus Christ came for you to have? Because that was part two of his purpose. And this is the Powerful, Passionate Women Show. And I want you to remember, thank you for joining me today. And I want you to remember that the power is within you. So keep moving forward to your highest potential. You can reach me at www.darvymack.com or send an email to info@darvymack.com. Be powerful.
Thank you for joining Darvy Mack for the Powerful, Passionate, Prosperous Woman Show. We'll be back again next Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Don't let life be an obstacle. You can move forward and achieve anything.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.